The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, says the church has filed motions in some court cases against the archdiocese. SNAP Midwest Director Peter Isley says the archdiocese is arguing that past concealment or transfer of clergy is a religious decision that should be protected by the First Amendment. Isley says freedom of speech does not extend that far.
The First Amendment does not protect criminal conduct against children, and it does not protect corporations or executives from the consequences of being involved in hiding and covering up and defrauding the public.
Isley says a U.S. Supreme Court decision this week regarding a Connecticut case should make it tougher for the Milwaukee Archdiocese to succeed with its argument.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the First Amendment cannot be used by the Bridgeport Diocese, so it's an important decision for around the United States, but the First Amendment cannot be used in order to keep files of abusive priests from the public.
The Milwaukee Archdiocese has released a statement focusing on new allegations against one former priest, about whom the church says it has acknowledged abuse allegations for many years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.